This morning, we welcome Dr. Matt Blake, who is the headmaster of our day school, to preach for us on Episcopal School Sunday.
In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Good morning. Like many of you, the cedar has hit me pretty hard so far this fall, and so I've just taken a fistful of decongestant and hope to make it through the next hour. What luck I had in drawing today's epistle reading as the topic on which to preach. You see, on Episcopal School Sunday, I have the honor of representing the faculty and staff and students of St. Paul's Episcopal School, and I have the challenge of linking the lesson, the reading, back to our school's mission of Christian outreach and elementary education. So today's lesson could have been on any number of topics that would challenge the most experienced preacher, let alone a simple layperson like me. It could have been from Revelation about beast and fire, or from 2 Kings and the two bears mauling the 42 youths to death. Did you know that there's actually a story about that in the Bible in 2 Kings about two bears who come out of the woods and maul 42 children, youths, who had been rude and mean and mocking to a minister of God, and the bears come out and maul them. Imagine trying to link that back to our mission of Christian outreach and education, or teaching that in our Christian education class. But today's reading wasn't about such dreadful thoughts. It was about it was from 2 Timothy, and it actually is about teaching. And in fact, it's not a vague reference. It actually uses the term teaching. And it's true that in the reading, it is directed to a group of early Christians in their work as aspiring ministers. But in that sense, they are also teachers. Just like at St. Paul's School, our teachers in our faith-based school are also ministers. This parish school is our congregation's largest ministry of Christian outreach. That's exactly why it exists, to spread the gospel in the context of a challenging elementary school, preparing students to model the love and grace of Jesus Christ, to share the good news of salvation, to live lives of servant leadership, and oh yes, to be very well academically prepared to go on to 7th and 8th grade, high school, and beyond. Episcopal schools like ours are not simply for traditional scholastic preparation. They exist first and foremost to inculcate in our students the knowledge and love of God and send them out into the world in peace to spread the message. In Episcopal schools like ours, teaching and modeling Christ's love and grace is not limited to our clergy, chapel, and Christian education classes. The message of the Bible, particularly that God loves us, and that we're saved through faith, are at the heart of all we do. The message and example of Jesus, it can be found in all of our units of instruction. It's the basis for student life and activities. It sets the standard for how we interact with each other, adults and children alike. While secular schools work continuously to try to develop and implement programs of character education, here in our Christ-based school, it's embedded in everything we do. In those teachable moments with our young students, we don't have to struggle with humanistic secular tenets on which to guide the children. We have the Bible to fall back on and guide us in the messages that we want to teach to those young people. So all of us who work with children at St. Paul's Episcopal School are also teachers of the gospel to our young students. And it's true that besides those of us on the faculty and staff, there are others who serve this outreach as well. Our school couldn't achieve all that it does without the countless volunteers who give their time. Becky Lloyd and Laura Indergaard and the rest of the members of our Board of Trustees and our Parents and Friends organization led by Libby Starr and Allison Grandjean and Diana Starling and many, many others help us to achieve all that we do, and we are very appreciative of their work. Likewise, we could not achieve all that we do for these children without the work of many of you as donors and benefactors. All of you as parishioners, in fact, support this beautiful school and hold up this ministry and thereby help teach the faith. But it's our teachers as ministers of Christian faith that I would most like to recognize and honor today. What better setting than a school in which to lay a foundation of faith in our children? This is where they spend most of their waking hours. And what more appropriate adults to profess and demonstrate Christ's love than their teachers, to whom they look up to? When St. Paul's graduates look back on their childhoods to reflect upon which men and women most live the faith into them, as the reading from Timothy exhorts us to do, we intend that their teachers be high on that list. Now, while St. Paul's School has done a marvelous job in teaching children to live and interact with one another, following Christ's examples, we as a school community of adults have not always lived up to that calling. As many of you know, having positive communication and mutually respectful relationships has been a challenge for some number of years in our school. Divisiveness has often emerged where friendships should have existed. As many of you know, largely due to this problem, we saw several faculty members and students leave our school this past spring. So we're now in a period of transition, working to interact with each other following those same biblical standards that we've done such a good job of in St. Paul's School, teaching to our students for so many years. We're receiving invaluable guidance from outside consultants. Our goal is to become a school where we as adults always communicate and interact with each other with humility, kindness, and seeing each other as friends, where we don't avoid the difficult and disturbing conversations that are often necessary in organizations, especially ones where we work with something as precious as children, where we have a commitment to open conversation, reconciliation, and where even our most passionate disagreements can be talked through in God's Spirit. This requires change from all of us in our community, our school community. As head of school, I'm working to live up to those standards myself and lead this change. Our faculty and staff have vowed to, to meet that expectation and make this a school where negativity has no place. Our board of trustees is likewise committed to living up to the standards, adhering to those standards of governance that are best practice set and are given to us by our accrediting agency. And Chuck, as our rector, has even put together a covenant of communication that spells out biblical rationale for how we ought to interact with each other as a Christ-based community. But please don't mistake this goal of improvement for St. Paul's School to mean that the school has not excelled in living up to its mission of teaching the gospel to its students. The teachers and teaching assistants of St. Paul's School, several of whom were with us at our 9 o'clock service, as was our student choir. Had you been here at 9 o'clock, you would have seen some the lovely faces of children from first through sixth grade. But our faculty and staff daily lead their students in prayer. They use the messages of the Bible to settle disputes and teach life lessons. They weave biblical teachings into all the subjects that we teach. They model what it is to lead lives devoted to Christ. And St. Paul's teachers reiterate each day to all children that God loves them. And they lead children to reach their potentials and develop into those unique creations of God that they were intended to be. When I began my career in teaching and headed off after college from my home in Texas to teach 4th, 5th, and 6th grade at an Episcopal K-12 school in Charleston, South Carolina, I was at that time inspired by Guy Dowd, who was a Christian teacher who taught his career in a public school. He was he had grown up in a faithless family, a dysfunctional family. His father was an alcoholic, grew up in poverty. But Guy Dowd was led to Christ by someone other than a minister. And he became a teacher, and he inspired countless students over the course of his career and managed to model the example of Jesus Christ as best he could in the religious limitations of a public school. And in 1986, he was selected as the National Teacher of the Year, and he had the chance to meet President Reagan in the Oval Office, and there President Reagan pulled out a piece of paper from his pocket, and he told Guy Dow that it was a poem about teachers that had meant a great deal to him. And he said, and asked Guy Dow if he would mind if he read it to him. And Guy Dow says in his book that he jokingly says that he responded, "Okay, go ahead." And President Reagan read it to him, and it's entitled "Molders of Dreams." If you don't mind, I'll read it to you. "Teachers, you are the molders of their dreams, the heroes who build or crush their young beliefs of right or wrong. You are the spark that sets aflame the poet's hand or lights the flame of some great singer's song. You are the heroes of the young, the very young. You are the guardian of a million dreams. Your every smile or frown can heal or pierce the heart. You are 100 lives, 1,000 lives. Yours the pride of loving them and the sorrow too. Your patient work, your touch, make you the heroes of hope who fill their souls with dreams to make those dreams come true." So today, on the occasion of Episcopal School Sunday, I ask you to join with me and in the coming week to recognize and thank the members of our faculty and staff, the teachers and teaching assistants of St. Paul's Episcopal School. And on behalf of them, I thank all of you, all the members of our parish, for your support. And I thank our teachers and recognize them and honor them for living up to Timothy's exhortation, for their service as ministers of the gospel, for the impact that they have every day on the lives of these precious children, for challenging them, for inspiring them, and for molding their dreams. Amen.